This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is exploring new ways to encourage national service by young Americans. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush lit a candle in the darkness when he criticized materialism and urged citizens to serve others. The recent mood of national selfishness is being replaced by the new idea of national service. President Kennedy tapped that spirit with the Peace Corps in the 1960s, and the idea can flourish again in the 1990s. An important seed is already planted, the Literacy Corps, created by Congress last year to encourage college students to serve as tutor in local schools in return for credit in their courses. School and college-based programs like the Literacy Corps can harness the idealism and energy of young Americans and help tackle other serious challenges we face. Voluntary national service is leaving the station, Al. Are you on board, or are you still stuck in the me generation?
Ted, how many times do we have to jaw about this one before you finally get it? Read my lips. The Literacy Corps is a good idea. I support it. I like it. Your brother Jack did tap the spirit of America, and the most remarkable aspect of the Literacy Corps is that it has reaped some extraordinary results, blending a minimum amount of federal dollars with the patriotic spirit of public service. Five colleges in the Boston area had programs that really took off, exceeding everyone's predictions, and did it without one nickel of federal assistance. The federal government participates by furnishing the vital seed money to get the program running at 800 colleges across this country, and then the individual programs become self-sustaining. Give real credit to George and Barbara Bush. They are charging up the American spirit of public service, and they do it through good old hands-on volunteerism. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.